Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Unbelievable. I go to all that trouble of downloading Parler and signing up to it, and then... I keep getting notifications. Little Steve Bannon stubs. And then I can't open them. Yes, he has a useless little stub that I can't even see. That's a satisfying thing to say. Hello there, how are you? Are you all right? All doing very well. Everyone's doing very well. We're bedding in. We're making it work, aren't we? Because we're British! I loved the story. I don't know if you've seen the clip of the, I think it's the Dutch customs guy. Taking a man's sandwiches away, saying, "Welcome to the Brexit." The guy says, "Can you just take the meat out and can I have the bread?" "No." "This is not the Brexit I voted. I voted for the golden Brexit where we won. This is not the Las Vegas experience that I bought the ticket for. I was supposed to win £1 million. Unbelievable. How that's all gone down. Anyway, I've got some Arnold Schwarzenegger to share with you directly. There's an article, though, saying that supermarket workers are not having a great time of it. We should say a quick hello to Nat, a devoted listener to the podcast. I hope you're okay, Nat. I hope you're hanging in there. I have not been in a supermarket since the lockdown, so I can't really attest to what it's like. But I do know that in my local supermarket, lots of people have been struck down with coronavirus, as in staff. It's pretty horrendous, and apparently they're not getting any love or sympathy from the British public anymore. We're no longer making it clap for carers or for key workers. I feel like there's a lot of key workers who are not really being recognised. I don't mean the key workers who have posh jobs and live in St Albans and send their kids to school anyway, saying, "Well, I'm not giving up my job." I mean actual, you know, people that we really need working, like teachers, apparently, and supermarket staff. Should we not be putting shots in their arms? Kind of as soon as possible. Still, I found a really good fake sugar, if you're interested. It's called Natvia, N-A-T-V-I-A. Seemed appropriate to mention it. It honestly tastes like sugar. It's got no calories and it's all natural. It's all natural because I don't like to put anything in my body what's not natural. Do you know what, mate? Can you get me some nuggets as well if you're getting pizza? It has to be natural, do you know what I mean? And there's a thing, you can just rub a guacamole on your face. You can just do it. As far as I'm concerned. Wondering, you know, where we're going to go with all of this lockdown, and it's all looking fairly catastrophic. We should have been a bit more like Singapore. They were pretty militant about the lockdown. They've had like, I think they have on average one case a day or something. It's ridiculous. But then nobody was allowed to move and everyone was like, okay. Whereas hashtag KBF, keep Britain free. Oh, I should show you David Curtin. He's been doing some fabulously potty tweets lately. Then again, there's a sort of kickback, you know, that sort of totalitarian regime. Some great advice in South Korea. Seoul city government offered some advice to pregnant women. Like, you know, when you get close to your due date, make sure your husbands have clean clothes and plenty to eat. Sort out the fridge. Some great tips there. And try not to put on too much weight. Okay. Just you wait till I'm not in extreme physical discomfort. I'm going to... okay, anyway, look, that's sort of that. Let's go to your emails, because there's millions of them and they're all brilliant. Literally all brilliant. I sound like Justin now. You're brilliant! David Ault, the film I haven't seen. Good morning, Jacob and the Apparitions. You may or may not know that I'm a podcaster too, mostly in the horror fiction genre, because it's nice to know that even a small number of the awful stories that we hear are fictional. Ha! Yes, David Ault, what's your thing called? There we go, Shadows at the Door. All right. One of the shows I'm in, he's got a very rich brown voice. Very rich brown voice. Coffee. Anyway, I've made coffee creepy. One of the shows I'm in, lovely British horror in the steps of M.R. James, called Shadows at the Door. That's Shadows at the Door, available on all good podcast platforms, did a Christmas special. No, not the live stream where I ended up tutting on Karenza's TV as she tweeted along. Where my co-producer and writer and editor, sound designer, marketer and all-round lovely guy regaled us drunkenly with that most festive of tales, Dickens' A Christmas Carol. I mean, nobody else's A Christmas Carol really got anywhere, did it? You never hear about, I don't know, Armstrong's Christmas Carol. Anyway, now it's come up before this, and Lindsay of the Hellcat Press has berated me as a result, that I've never seen a Muppets Christmas Carol. What? Apparently I'm weird, missing out on some sort of Christmas killjoy. I'm some sort of Christmas killjoy for not having seen it. Am I unusual, dear listeners? I guess that not liking the Muppets as a child and not having children myself has some bearing with maths and magic. David, with maths and magic, we're not Muppets. You'll only alliterate so far, won't you? It's brilliant. And I feel like Paul Williams does not get enough recognition as one of the most amazing songwriters ever. I think he wrote the music and songs for that. There's only one more sleep till Christmas. But he also wrote all the music for Bugsy Malone, and he wrote all the music for the Muppet movie. He was amazing. Okay, well, we'll put it on the slate. Maybe do a watch along next year, David. You've got plenty of time to carry on avoiding that. Kat. Hi, Jake. Hope all's well with you and yours. Tout d'abord, merci pour la carte de Noël et ton petit mot gentil. C'était super sympa. Il m'a fait vraiment plaisir. I just thought you should know that I love nice Jake too. I'm not a psychopath. Or so my psychiatrist told me before I ate her. Anyway, no, sorry. I added that bit. While I love shouty Jake, it's because he's such a contrast to your normal persona. If I had to listen to him all day, it'd end in murder. Again, I'm not a psychopath. So, if I understand you correctly, you want me to break my New Year's resolution of total commitment to Philistinism by doing some culture more than once a year, do you? Do you realise what you're asking of me? Intellectual effort? That's not what I was promised after Brexit. Actually, Brits in Europe were completely ignored both before and after that particular show. Well, I mean, yes, although I did see a tweet. Someone said that three of their friends, they were all builders, and they'd all voted for Brexit. Two of them had houses in Spain and one had a house in Cyprus, I think. And were then appalled to learn what they'd voted for. Anyway, Kat says, what resolutions have you broken so far? I didn't really make one. Here are those that I've managed to stick to since the 1st of January. Not exercising. And second resolution, eating too much. That's about it. Hey, well done, Kat. I think that's fantastic. Sometimes it's really hard to push forward with not exercising or making sure you eat too much. It's great that you're really committed to it. Okay, then. So my piano was delivered, says Kat, and I discovered that not playing for 20 years has an effect. Who knew? Maybe after a few years of scales and exercises, I'll be able to play Mary Had a Little Lamb again. I'll let you know. Just as well I bought an electric piano, so at least the neighbours don't have to suffer too. Okay? Actually, I listened to the Ravel pieces you recommended. Miroir and Le Tombeau de Couperin. Merci. Which kind of led me down a bit of a piano rabbit hole. God, there's so much stuff out there that I'll never be able to play in a million years. It's fantastic. Bref, I'm off to watch more of democracy being overthrown in the USA on TV. Merde alors. Sorry for all the swearing. Bees, Cat. Thank you very much, Cat. I enjoy emails like that, that are just a sort of dribble of thoughts. You're welcome to dribble thoughts at me. And, you know, it's worth remembering that, yes, I do get shouty, but only when I'm really sure I have just cause. Or if someone's paid me. The rest of the time, I'm either quite cheerful or asleep or a coward. So, you know, you don't have to worry about confrontation. I'll just back down and agree with you. It's no problem. Thanks to every one of you that has emailed me the story about a children's TV show about a man with a giant penis. I do appreciate that. And it's probably something I could make a parody of, but I feel like it's like trying to paint on top of paint, you know, like wet paint. It's sort of, you know, the joke would just sort of smush about because they've already done the joke, which is that they have a character called John who has an extraordinary penis. It can perform rescue operations, etch murals, hoist a flag, and even steal ice cream from children. The Danish equivalent of the BBC has a new animated series aimed at 4 to 8 year olds about John Dillermand, the man with the world's longest penis who overcomes hardships and challenges with his record-breaking genitals. I mean, I think if I was Viz, I would sue. That's effectively Buster Gonad, just slightly relocated. I expect the BBC will do it! Anyway, I don't know what I think about that. I don't know how much I... Anyway. Malcolm. Hi, Jake. HIA is a head injury assessment that tries to work out why people like me play rugby. Okay. I don't know where Malcolm's going with this. Everyone's sort of dribbling. I love this. Not today at swanburst.com. If you fancy just literally whatever's floating across the front of your transom. When I was green and in my salsa days, I once had a few beers at college. Being a forward in the rugby team, it seemed like a polite thing to do. Being in a rugby team sometimes means being involved in pranks that aren't often to the benefit of the normal life of college. A door somehow got broken and some people seemed to think that I was responsible. As if... Sure. A few days later, I got a letter from the admin block of the college, signed by the, I thought, head of college, saying that the damage had been reported and I was responsible and I needed to report to him to, quote, discuss the matter and arrange reparations, unquote. Oh no, oh lorks, oh cripes, I'm paraphrasing. I'd been told that I'd done something stupid concerning a door, but I couldn't remember a thing. These days, I'd claim that I should have been sent off for an HIA. Okay. Head injury assessment. With the rugby. Please stop playing rugby. It's a really bad idea. As a responsible student, I duly ignored this, but I was worried. I was a poor student. My Sunday dinner in those days was half a tin of peas. The other half was for Sunday tea. The rest went on essentials. Beer. I couldn't afford the repair of a door, or even worse, a new one. After a successful week of ignoring this, a new letter came from the admin block, signed by the head of college's secretary, promising dire consequences, fines, expulsion, or even worse, banishment from the bar. So I trudged to the admin block, accepting that my college life was done and over, and got to reception. I asked to see the head of college, Mr. Raff. Blank looks. Well, how about his secretary, Miss Lyon? Blank looks. She asked me to wait. So I sat in a tiny, sweaty waiting room awaiting my fate. She called me back into reception and asked me to read the two letters out loud, which I did. When I read out the head of college's name, Mr. G. Raff. There was a snigger behind me. But when I read out his secretary's name, Miss C. Lyon, there was uproar. One of my friends was going out with the secretary in admin and had got her to write the letters and to keep track of me when I turned up. Whilst I was waiting, bricking myself, she'd sent word out and every one of them had turned up. Best days of your life, apparently. Keep on keeping up, Malk. Thanks very much, Malk. And thanks again for the whiskey, which I may have some of any minute now.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Rebag, your premier destination for luxury resale. Elevate your style with our curated collection of bags, watches, and fine jewelry. At Rebag, quality is our priority. Each piece meticulously vetted and verified by experts, ensuring your investment is nothing short of perfection. Buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Hermès, Chanel, and Cartier. Access expertly crafted and hard-to-find pieces that redefine luxury. Your next investment awaits at Rebag. Get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10. That's 10% off the luxury you deserve. Don't miss out. Head to Rebag.com and enter code REBAG10 at checkout. That's REBAG10.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Thank you for your prank stories. If you've got one, it's not today. It's swanburst.com. Jane, dear Jake and the Yapple Blossoms. Oh, I like that. I'm a bit behind with my to-do list this week. I mean, Jane, the fact that you've even managed to compile a to-do list. It's not a great start to the year. Does anyone else feel like January should be over by now? Anyway, I'm hoping to cross off a few to-do things with this combined response to various shiteites. Let's start with pre-2017 films I watched over Christmas, described in post-2017 language. Answers at the bottom of the email. Okay, here we go. You ready for this? Career woman forced to dress and behave in a macho style, living in a small community of sexist bigots who are hostile to the locals. She has to tolerate harassment and derision on a daily basis and is never taken seriously as a professional. Unable to be accepted, she has to give up who she is and become untrue to herself in order to avoid dying an old maid. I know what that is. That's Calamity Jane. I'm calling it. It's got to be Calamity Jane. Yes, it was Calamity Jane. I watched that too. It's got some great songs. Anyway. Child slave. Oh, God. Jane. Child slave escapes his gang master and traffickers only to be groomed into working for an organized criminal gang. Gang initiation test goes wrong, and child briefly escapes its evil clutches to enjoy a taste of life with the bourgeoisie. Gang chief's coercively controlled partner returns child to gang, but later decides to save child from a life of crime for which she pays with her life. Gang chief dies in failed escape from justice, leaving his second in command. The head groom is skipping off into the sunset. It has to be Oliver Twist. It is Oliver. Okay, finally. Principal character is a downtrodden middle-class housewife whose only joy in life is a weekly escape from small town to middle-sized town to change her library books and occasionally go to the pictures. She gets to know an attractive medic in middle-sized town who flatters her, recognizing her for the attractive middle-aged woman she is, which is more than the dullard she's married to has done for years. She's racked with guilt about the feelings she starts to develop for the dashing medic. Blimey, what is this film? Sounds very racy. With adultery in mind, he persuades her to follow him into his lair of seduction. Feeling guilty at the thought of straying from her life of domestic servitude, she flees in distress. By the time he catches up with her, the dashing medic is no longer interested and emigrates. Oh, man. The severity of her emotional distress almost leads to mortal tragedy, but she gives in to her marriage vows and returns to the family home, attempting to comfort herself by doing her knitting in front of the fire, while the patriarch does the crossword in a Murdoch rag while listening to a loud and beautiful Russian composition on the gramophone. I have not the first idea what that is. Not at all. Brief Encounter. Brief Encounter. Never seen that. I think I had it on VHS. Never watched it. Oh, no, you should. No, you must. No, you should. I don't know. It just sounds depressing. I mean, your outline sounds depressing. There's not many depressing films I can take right now. If you're looking for a good film, you know, a jolly uplifting film, go and watch What's Up, Doc, if you haven't. I know I've recommended it before, but really, it's just the best film. There's nothing bad in there. It will just make you happy. Anyway, it's time for Jane's Behind the Curve.
Behind the Curve! Behind the Curve.
Okay, Jane says, in Behind the Curve, I can second many of the films others mentioned as not having seen, and I can add all multiples of Jurassic, Caribbean Pirates, Harry Potter, films and books, and Missions Impossible. I haven't seen any Star Wars either, although I have seen Marcus Brigstock because he lives near me. That's the most acceptable reason for having seen Marcus Brigstock. I've never seen Game of Thrones, Breaking Bad, Love Island, Mrs. Brown's Boys. Wow. I've seen all of these things. Like, not all of these things, but I've seen all of these things. I guess the true Behind the Curve ones are those I'm finally starting on, even though everyone else has long since finished them. So The West Wing and House of Cards, the Kevin Spacey one, not the Ian Richardson one, which was really good. Did you actually see the original one? It was amazing. I know we're not supposed to like Spacey anymore, but he is a good actor, and I am a politics geek, so I really must see it. Finally, I'm Series 1, Episode 5, into Schitt's Creek, and wondering if I should persist. I'm trying hard to engage, but am I ever going to get into it? Well, I think we've got a schism among the listenership on that one. Diplomatic comedian answer. I don't think it's for me, but I know some listeners really like it. Change our mind! If you're into Schitt's Creek, not today at swanburst.com. Why? I tried to think of a lockdown playlist, but all I came up with was Don't Stand So Close to Me, which probably isn't very original. Now, that's great. That's a good one. I hadn't thought of that one. Anyway, thanks for letting me feel like I've achieved a few things this week. To-do list is duly ticked. Wow, was that it? Amazing. Lots of love, Jane. PPS, thank you for the Christmas card, which I only got this week. Yeah, everybody... it's annoying. I sent them out in sort of good time. Anyway, why don't we hear from Arnold Schwarzenegger? He has responded to the events happening last week in the Capitol. He is not mucking about, as you might imagine. However, I think in the background, his dog is. Have a listen.
As heartbreaking as all of this is, America will come back from these dark days and shine our lights once again.
Love the music, do you?
Now, you see this sword?
Yeah.
This is the Conan sword.
What?
Now, here's the thing about swords.
Yeah?
The more you temper a sword, the stronger it becomes. The more you pound it with a hammer, and then heat it in the fire, and then thrust it into the cold water, and then pound it again, and plunge it into the fire and into the water, the more often you do that, the stronger it becomes.
Okay.
I'm not telling you all this because I wanted to become an expert sword maker, but
our
democracy... It's like the steel of this sword. The more it is tempered,
sorry.
The stronger it becomes.
Okay, well, I will be sure to pound my sword frequently and plunge it into the fire and then thrust it into the cold water. This is sound medical advice. I'm going to leave it there. Thanks very much indeed for your company today. Really appreciate it. Slightly finding my feet with the week and the new regime and the lockdown. But I will get there, and thank you for bearing with me. You guys take care of yourselves, and it's going to be fine. Of course it is, mate. 100%, apart from all the myriad catastrophic times when it hasn't been so far. Anyway, lots of love. Bye-bye.
This has been a Swanburst Media production.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.